Anin, welcome to our traditional medicine show with Chantel Machad, Bear Clan from the Leech Lake Ojibwe. We have some teachings from Red Lake that we're going over, and Marv and I had gone over these in a couple other shows, but I just wanted to go over them again and just get a little more descriptive of some of the things that him and I had gone over. Bitterroot, excellent for pneumonia, protection, sore throat. When used for pneumonia, you take 4 sticks with a cup of water and boil for about 15 minutes. And now again, I keep saying this because I'm actually coming off teachings, but what you do is you're really going to use your brain again and say, we can't boil 15 minutes of one cup of water because it's going to evaporate. So what we want to do is we want to really use our brain for, do we need a liter because this is a root and we want to bring it back down. So 4 sticks, 4 boiled bitter roots in a liter of water would be excellent for me, because then I'd boil it down 15 minutes and then you're going to drink as needed. We actually shared some bitterroot not too long ago with the Roosevelt High School students in the Twin Cities. We talked about a class and the bitterroot and what it does for you, and they loved it. It tastes great. It's a little bitter. I like bitter. So now we want to boil that down for 15 minutes and drink as needed. It's a feast medicine. So we're going to share it with our ancestors. You can also use it for protection. If you're using it for protection, you can bite out a piece of off the root and chew it up. And then spit the juice out into your hands and pat yourself down wherever you need and wherever you can reach. Just to pat yourself down so some protection with that bitter root. Sore throats and bitterroot, grind it up. Bitterroot, use 1 teaspoon to 1 cup of water. Again, all of this, you can actually, again, boil yourself up like a gallon of bitterroot. This can all stay, you can save all this stuff in the refrigerator. And so you're going to boil this and drink it hot or cold. But part of the deal is that we don't blow on our food, because we don't blow our energy away, or we don't blow negative energy onto it. So we just kind of let it sit within itself and steam within itself. And plus the steam can fall back down into that cup. Pain for bitterroot. Excellent. Again, your cup of water, boil it down to half. So basically what they're telling you is you take a liter of water and you put your 4 bitter roots in there. You're going to boil that right down to about half, and you're going to really have a really high consistency of bitter root. Kind of, we do the same thing with our Ojibwe tea. We cook it for 20 minutes and let it boil down and do it again. But it's a really strong consistency. And then what we do is we'll kind of do half and half. So you have your really tonic drink tea. Your decoction, and if it's too much, you can just add a little water, add a little honey, add a little maple, anything that you like. Yarrow. Turtle Man said that this would help with hard times and sickness. And yarrow is really good. It's a blood, it helps with blood. Swamp tea. Swamp tea is really good. I use swamp tea myself for helping flush my lymphatic system of some cancer particles that were trying to engulf my system. So I use the swamp tea because that helps your lymphatic system, as well as moving your body, because your lymphatic system is the only part of your body that actually can't get rid of toxins itself. It needs you to move. So get out there and move. Do your jumping jacks. Body flush lowers your sugar. You can use a heaping handful to 1 gallon, but what the caution there is it's 3 leaves to 1 cup. It's because it's kind of toxic. If you use too much, you're going to have a swollen liver. You're going to damage your kidneys. So it's always important to know what plants you're taking and why you're taking them again and what contraindication it can do if you take too much, because you don't want to kill yourself off while you're trying to heal your body, right? So that's our swamp tea. OSHA root, also known as bear root, it's protection, it helps smudge, helps calm anxieties, great for colds. Protection, you ground the bear root, make a pouch or whatever your protection is. You use 1 teaspoon to a cup of water. It's anxiety and colds, drink as needed. And again, this is a feast medicine, so make sure that you always share with your ancestors. Okay, so you're going to grind it up and put it in your pouch or smoke it in your pipe. And then again, it's the OSHA and bear root for anxieties, colds. Diabetes, that runs rampant in our society. America just kind of stuck a lot of foods out there that weren't healthy for us. And we also became lazy because upon those foods that were unhealthy for us, we also lost our energy and our drive to get out there, because processed food's going to bring us down, lame down our energies, lame down our brain. We're just not the same people that we would be if we ate and did things the way our ancestors did with our teas and our natural foods and things straight out of the ground. We're going to be a lot healthier. Our organs are going to be healthier. Our brain, our blood, our lungs. You name it, we are going to be healthier if we go back to our natural healing and eating. So our diabetes, again, we got the lily pad root. We talked about that before about cancer. So we have the lily pad root, you go about 1 inch. The black willow root, about 1 inch when picking the black willow root. Get it from the south side of the tree, and the ground pine, the juniper, 4 to 1 inch sticks, needles and all. You got the swamp tea. So these are all things for diabetes. We got the ground pine, which is juniper. We got the swamp tea. We got black willow, the lily pad roots. Okay, so our swamp tea again, the handful. Now, with those ingredients, we're going to take about 4 1-inch sticks of the juniper, and then we're going to take a heaping handful of our swamp tea, and we're also going to use a 2-gallon pot for our water, and we have 1 inch of our black willow root, and about 1 inch of our lily pad root. Okay, so you're going to take those and you're going to boil those down. We're going to boil these for 6 hours at a real slow boil, real soft, just keeping it boiling real soft. So keep water at about 3 inches from the top at all times. So if you have to add more water, please do. What we're doing is we're just making a really strong consistency for this diabetes. Now you can take this for about a year. That's right, a year. Just drink it like your natural teas. But also, like, this isn't going to heal you on your own. You're going to have to change your food intake. Are you doing a lot of processed foods? You need to get out there and you need to exercise. All right? So drink away and enjoy our teas. I'd like to say miigwech for joining us on our traditional medicine show with Chantel Michaud, Bear Clan from the Leech Lake Ojibwe, as well as a huge thank you to the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. With their support, our program is possible. Keep a wobbin' in. The content on Traditional Medicine is for educational and informational purposes only and is not intended as medical advice.